It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, the show that is part of the Simply Luxurious Life online destination. Visit the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, to find the show notes for each podcast episode, as well as much more weekly content to elevate your everyday and deepen your contentment. From recipes, motivational posts, videos of the cooking show series, style and decor inspiration, French and British inspired content, and the reader's favorite regular weekly post, This and That, which goes live on the blog every Friday. Now to today's episode.
Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started.
Welcome to the 296th episode of The Simple Sophisticate. Today we're going to talk about privacy and this delicate dance of finding the right balance for our own personal privacy to live the life that brings the most fulfillment. But before I get to that, today's petit plaisir at the end of this episode will be one that I was so excited to finally be able to bring into my monthly reading material. And based on feedback and questions that I've been receiving from readers, I wanted to share with you how you too can welcome it into your life because, well, we're in the middle of winter and I think it might be a wonderful boost to get us through to spring and carry us on through the rest of the year. But I'll share more about what that is at the end of today's episode. Norman and I woke up Sunday morning and, well, Oscar woke up too, but Oscar had already gone on a walk with me on Saturday. And he usually just goes on short little walks. And so I gave him the day off yesterday. And all of us went up to the mountain early in the morning. The snow was falling, not in a whirlwind, kind of hard to see, blizzardy situation, but gently falling snow at about 30 degrees, so just below freezing. And Norman and I broke the trail right behind the groomer on one of my favorite Nordic ski trails. And it was one of the most wonderful ways to start the day. By the time we came back down the mountain, town was getting snow finally. And it was just a magical way to begin a Sunday. I looked out my window at my bird feeder, and I swear there were 30 plus birds just hanging out at the cafe at our house, some just resting on the branches, waiting their turn, some goldfinches, some cassins. It was just quite simply luxurious indeed. I share that with you as I know that not everyone lives in an area where there's snow or wants to go out in snow or likes snow, but just finding those everyday moments and just savoring them because we know they're not going to last, but just recognizing the beauty in the day. And we certainly did. And then after that, we took a nap. So it was quite wonderful. In today's episode, I want to talk about privacy, the necessity of personal privacy, a delicate and important dance. I want to begin with a quote by author Catherine Neville. She writes, "Privacy, like eating and breathing, is one of life's basic requirements. The sanctuaries we call home, no matter how large or small, provide the comfort and necessary gift of privacy. We hold the key to whom will enter, who lives, who dines, who sleeps, within those four walls that we pay each month a large portion of our hard-earned money. Now, similar to our sanctuaries, we are given choices in our lives, many which take time to materialize. But with clear-eyed effort, the beauty, the serenity can be achieved that we seek. Much like the cleanliness and tidiness of a home, we provide self-care when we make the best decisions for our lives, when we tend to our physical and mental well-being, so we can then think clearly and decide well and experience true contentment each day. Those decisions include what we will keep private and what we will share with the world. And we'll talk about later in this episode how there's different types of privacy, who will receive what information. The ideas, the people, the conversation, the energy that we open our doors to in our physical house affect the quality of our home life. And the good news is we hold the key to the door. Immediately, when I think of a home and privacy, the voice of Diane Lane's character, Frances, in Under the Tuscan Sun dances through my mind. Quote, "What are four walls anyway? They are what they contain. The house protects the dreamer." End quote. And we all need the space to dream, to give ourselves time and the space to explore our wildest hopes and desires, to become fully acquainted with what sparks joy in our own hearts and minds, void of society's influence. A crucial component to living a life of sincerity, to tapping into and discovering our unique potential, which the world wants us to share, is having the privacy to do so. To finding a steady contentment in each of our days, no matter what is swirling around us. So much of our lives is out of our control, but there is much that can be within our control when we become aware of these aspects of our lives. And we've explored those aspects in various episodes and blog posts, and I've linked to those on the show notes if you want to check them out. Here's a quote to ponder from Dr. Frank T. McAndrew, who is a professor of psychology. "Maintaining some degree of control over interactions with other people is crucial to our psychological well-being," end quote. The key to a home of tranquility and the key to a tranquil life is to establish a personal privacy approach, determining who and what can have access to various aspects of our life. The same professor of psychology, Dr. Frank T. McAndrew, explains how we have four types of privacy in our lives: solitude, intimacy, anonymity, and reserve. Now, I've linked to that particular article that he's written so you can explore what all four of those are in detail. But knowing that there are different levels, what we call maybe different tiers of who receives what information and who we want to remain private from, understanding what each type of privacy is, as well as how much we need of each. And we do need some level of each of these in our lives, although the amount will differ from person to person. Knowing what they are and how much we should give or not give helps us to better understand how to find deeper contentment in our everyday lives. And that's really the goal here, to figure out what is our personal privacy approach. And it will be different for each of us. Today, we're going to explore how to find the balance of healthy personal privacy, which can elevate the quality of our lives. Recently, as many Simply Luxurious Life readers and podcast listeners know, I reformed my own privacy boundaries here on the blog, The Simply Luxurious Life. And that began in October with a soft paywall, having exclusive content for top-tier subscribers and so on, in an effort to create a semi-private community where people would feel more comfortable to share, and also for me to feel comfortable to open up my doors and share with you different tours of my home and my life more intimately than just with anybody. Now, there was some pushback as I was changing what some had become accustomed to, but the personal peace I gave myself has been priceless. And that is exactly why I needed to find a better balance. So I have six different things I want to share with you today with regards to how to help you find your personal privacy approach. And we're going to get started with number one. Do the homework for the course on you. In many ways, our entire life is the course on ourselves, 101, if we choose to enroll, though, and pay attention. So it is a choice. But as I shared way back in 2011 and further in depth in my first book, sharing more than what is consciously or unconsciously comfortable is often a reflection of our own insecurity and our need to be approved externally regarding how we are living our lives. By exploring our true needs, being honest with ourselves about the skills we need to learn and or improve upon, we grow as a human being who can be more clear-eyed about the true level of privacy versus openness, which harmonizes best with the life we want to live. Now, in my second book, there are two chapters that are entirely dedicated to building our individual toolbox with regards to living well. And one chapter explores the helpful skills we can all cultivate in our own lives. And the second chapter explores how to unearth and strengthen our unique skills, which are innate to each of us if only we knew how to find them. And I've also included a link to a three-part series that is simply Why Not Get to Know Yourself? And it walks you through all these different benefits, but also how-tos. So that's all linked on the show notes under number one of our list today. Do the homework on the course of you. Number two, the importance of solitude. To begin, John Milton states, solitude sometimes is best society. As shared in episode 90, focusing on the power of solitude, it is when we gift ourselves with solitude, time alone in our own company, that we are then, as Frederick Lenauer states, who is the author of Happiness, A Philosopher's Guide, that is then that we are able to make sense of our deeper nature, which is a vital component to discovering true happiness, or as I describe it, true contentment. Essentially, in order to do the homework suggested in number one on today's list, we must find time for regular alone time. Each of us will need our custom amount, but even extroverts, like introverts, need regular solitude. So number two is understanding the importance of solitude and bringing it regularly into your life in an amount that fits you best. That's number two. Number three, the dangerous cement wall of self-protection. A healthy personal privacy approach evolves as we grow and become better students of ourselves and more aware of our strengths and the truths of the world. When we have been hurt after having bravely chosen to be vulnerable, the natural human response is to pull back, self-protect, and allow ourselves to heal. And heal we must. Sometimes healing comes in the form of simply finding your true foundation of self, time with yourself without the poking of the world. And this is healthy. This is good. In time, we feel rested and resolved that we can move forward healthily without projecting our pain or assumptions onto others who were not part of our past. But sometimes we are unaware that we have created a permanent cement wall, which disconnects us unhealthily from the world and moving forward to make healthy connections. In the latter example, reaching out for an expert's help, such as a counselor perhaps, is a healthy investment in understanding the delicate dance of finding the best personal privacy approach. From my own experience, I too have walled myself off at times after a relationship comes to a painful, albeit necessary, end. And in the short term, it was a healthy choice to step back. But the pain, the hurt, can radiate out into other aspects of our lives, blocking us off from moving forward and establishing new, better connections with others if we're not careful. And that's when it's a good thing, a good idea to reach out. So number three is being aware of the dangerous cement wall of self-protection. Now I have three more points I want to share with regards to how to discover what your own personal privacy approach should be. And I'll be right back to talk about those after I introduce you to today's sponsor. If there is something interfering with your happiness, then why not explore BetterHelp? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. It will allow you to connect in a safe and private online environment that's also convenient. And you can start communicating under 24 hours. It's not self-help, it is professional counseling. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, all without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need. BetterHelp service is available for clients worldwide, and they have a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. Licensed professional counselors specialize in anger, grief, self-esteem, relationships, depression, stress. The list is long and plentiful, and everything you share is confidential. Still not sure? Check out the testimonials posted daily on their site. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. As a Simple Sophisticate listener, BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. And I do too. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/simple. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/simple. Now, I'll be honest, I did not know that was going to be our sponsor today, but when I saw that, I thought that was perfect for what we're talking about. I myself, I will just share this, have been going to a counselor regularly for the past 6 months. And it took me a while to find a counselor that I meshed with, and with regards to the goals I was seeking, what skills I was trying to learn, what I was trying to understand about myself. So have patience if you are seeking a counselor. Some insurance policies cover it, so check your insurance policy. But I definitely would recommend and encourage you to explore that if that's something you've been thinking about. Mine is here in Bend, so I would definitely encourage you to explore wherever you would feel most comfortable. Now, number four, as we get back to our list, when it comes to establishing healthy personal privacy, is know when it's okay to open up more with others. Described in Psychology Today as, quote, bids of trust, when we gradually explore whether to welcome someone further into our private life, take it slow, be present, and engage gradually. As shared in episode 140 a couple years ago, an episode in which emotional intelligence was the focus, this action is known as bidding. And a reciprocal bidding engagement is one of the keys to healthy, intimate relationships. In other words, don't keep opening up if the person you are trying to engage with doesn't respond to your bids. So this is where we can continue to do something hoping for a better outcome, and we haven't been getting any response back or any equivalent response back, and yet we keep going down that route and sharing more and sharing more and sharing more of ourselves, whether it's verbally or physically, whatever it might be, and that's when pain can happen. Now, we have to take risks in life and love and business and all these different things, but this is something to check yourself on. And it's something that I've learned as well from mistakes. And so that's what we call bids of trust. So you just throw a little bit out there about yourself and wait and see. Throw a little bit out there about yourself and wait and see. Nothing comes back, move on or step back. So that's number four. Know when it's okay to open up more with others. Number five, healthy maintenance of privacy requires we be present in our lives each day in each interaction. When it comes to any means by which you are sharing your life with the public, a conversation with a neighbor, a posting on social media, the clothes you're wearing, what you share at work with staff, clients, or students, first be sure you are responding rather than reacting to whatever situation it is you're talking about, and fully explore why you feel you need to share with the particular person information you are sharing. Have you dealt with your feelings around the event or situation, or is this your way of working through it? If the latter is the case, check why you are sharing your emotional journey with a complete stranger or simply an acquaintance. What are you seeking to gain? And this is where we find the difference between reacting versus responding. And I did an entire podcast episode on that, and I'll link to it on the show notes. But you want to respond. You don't want to react, because responding means you've thought some things through and asked the necessary questions. So knowledge of our intentions when we share with others will help us better understand if we should share, meaning will we in hindsight wish we had not revealed so much? Let me take an example from my high school students. If you are choosing to wear a particular top or dress or outfit because it epitomizes you, regardless of what the culture says is right or wrong, wear it and wear it with absolute aplomb. But if, after being honest with yourself, you are wearing it to see who will react, who will applaud, who will be interested in you now, then you may be wearing it due to your own insecurities and lack of self-acceptance. And I actually see both of these in high school. There are high school students who are wearing what they want to wear and completely do not care what you think. And I don't mean just teachers, but students. They are completely, entirely secure. And you wouldn't expect that at that age, but it's there. But we also know that the other is there as well. So it's an honest conversation you have to have with yourself. And again, this is a high school example, but I think such a thing can apply to as we go through life with the clothes we wear, the houses we buy, the type of decor we follow, whatever it is that's on the exterior, the car we drive, right? Why are we doing it? The same example is true for social media. Why are you posting what you are posting? Now, I'm going to give you three different scenarios with regards to either or. Are you doing it for this reason or that reason? First one, are you doing it to communicate a true personal value or simply to follow? Second question to ask yourself, are you doing it to contribute a positive solution to a problem or simply to vent? And three, are you doing it to confirm what you know to be true about yourself and your life? Or are you doing it so that you're not left behind or that you don't feel left out? When it comes to the healthy alternatives, if you find yourself in the latter examples of those three, and the latter examples for each of those three are what you don't want to be doing it for. You don't want to be doing it for any of those three reasons, posting it to feel, part of the group, posting it so that you can simply vent, posting it so that you're simply part of the it crowd or whatever that crowd may be. That is revealing more than what you actually are probably really comfortable with or will be down the road. So let's find positive alternatives for each of those three, okay? Rather than acting or posting in order to follow the crowd, why not first, and this is going to revert back to number one on our list today, take the time to get to know yourself. And in so doing, you will be strengthening your inner self, which is where the only source of reassurance resides. I encourage you to listen to episode 273, which is all about building and maintaining mental and physical well-being. The second alternative is instead of venting, journal it out. Engage in physical exercise. Give yourself 24 hours. Talk to one person who you have an intimate relationship with, but frame the conversation so that it is constructive, not reactionary. And the last alternative, number three, if you are posting or sharing in order to not be left out, first seek self-approval and then explore the need you are seeking from others. Is it love? Is it reduction of stress? Is it connection? Is it community? The best way to cultivate the latter starts with patience, self-awareness, generosity, and lack of expectation. Admittedly, when we are in the throes of insecurity, we may not be able to consciously identify our actions as coming from a place of insecurity rather than truth. Sometimes the most powerful teacher is reflection. However, if we are reflecting, we can learn and apply that knowledge moving forward. We are, as we all know, fallible human beings, and we will make mistakes. The good news about making mistakes is that we are choosing to grow, learn, and follow our curiosity. Culture is powerful, but as we become self-aware, we have the opportunity to recognize ahead of time what is trying to speak for us and when we are speaking or acting for ourselves. And as you know, we want to do the latter. I've listed four different either episodes or posts to explore on very specific topics that I discussed in this number five point. One of them has to do with responding versus reacting. The other is about self-acceptance and why it's a very powerful tool. The other is about self-awareness and the benefits of that. And the last one is a podcast episode about the physical and mental good health and how to cultivate that in your life. So if you're wanting to dive deeper into this number five, those links are on the show notes. Last but not least, number six, free yourself to be your true self in public. The beautiful paradox of establishing a healthy personal privacy approach is that you can be more fully yourself in public. Share what you want to share, how you want to share it, because you have a stable and secure center which can only be found within. When you know you are not making decisions, sharing or reacting to gain something you don't feel you can give yourself, you are revealing inner clarity and inner strength. You are not sharing anything you have not already dealt with or worked through, and by sharing it, you may be either directly or indirectly trying to help others or simply inspiring them by where you are now in your life. Six ideas to kind of wrestle with. It's a dynamic journey and it will change and evolve. The best key to knowing when your personal privacy practice is out of sync with your true self is when you feel at the very least discontent and at the worst, deep pain and heartache. Explore the items that we talked about today. Have an honest conversation with yourself. Be patient with yourself as you come to understand more fully your actions. Personally, my own journey of maintaining my own personal privacy is filled with mistakes, corrections, tough decisions, which have led then to far easier decisions. Although, I think this is interesting, those decisions became easier, but those on the outside may have thought they were difficult decisions. But it does get easier to set the right boundary, the right amount of sharing and not sharing, the more you do it. And you see the benefits of it in your peace of mind. If you know how it makes you feel to not share what everyone else is sharing, and you can go to sleep at night and not wake up stressed, oh my gosh, I can't believe I said or shared this, da, 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 then that is priceless. And that's what the motivation that you will find to keep doing it moving forward. And that's why it's easier. This is all an exercise in the growth mindset. We can all improve if we want to on a particular skill or learn a new skill. When we acknowledge mistakes and refrain from oversharing, whatever that oversharing is for you, we are empowered not only to live a more fulfilling life for ourselves, but to be better able to engage with others, understand others, and cultivate healthy relationships with others. Interestingly enough, another privacy paradox, which is helpful to understand along our journey toward fulfillment, putting up a boundary can be just as necessary as taking down the boundary. Knowing which should happen comes with self-knowledge and security with oneself. Each are skills, and we all can learn and strengthen them in our own lives at any time. I want to leave you with a quote from the famous anonymous painter or artist known as Banksy. They write or share, "I don't know why people are so keen to put the details of their private life in public. They forget that invisibility is a superpower." End quote. Whether in our professional lives or our personal lives, keeping something for ourselves reminds us how priceless the relationship with ourselves is. Invest in yourself. Take the time to get to know yourself, and in so doing, finding the healthy personal privacy approach tailored to you and where you find yourself in your life today will be all the more easier to establish. Now, I've included, along with the links I've already shared that I've included in today's post or show notes, I've also included a handful of other posts. So go ahead and check out the simplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast296 to find all of those links and archived episodes or posts that might be of interest. Now I'll be right back with this week's Petit Plaisir. This week's Petit Plaisir is the British magazine Gardener's World. Now, if you are someone who watches the weekly program that begins in March and runs through October, hosted by Monty Don, Gardener's World, you already know about this magazine, and some of you may already subscribe to it. But I know that there are readers here in the States that have been asking me, can it be shipped to the United States? And it can. I chose to subscribe to the hold in your hand paper print edition, because there is a digital subscription that's available too, because I wanted a resource. I'm going to keep these as I keep moving forward. And I also just wanted some gardening, you know, instruction and advice, especially since the show's not on until March. But this is a 12-issue publication, so each month you get a new magazine. It's not cheap if you're in the States, I'll admit that. So you definitely want to consider if it's a worth the investment or not. But it is a very helpful magazine. In their most recent issue, you have the former host, Alan Turchmarch's detailed post or article on winter pruning, and he takes you through a bunch of different tasks and ideas and expert insights into how to do that. You also have a whole post or article on wildlife for that particular month, which is December. Monty Don has his own column, a detailed 4-page column. Adam Frost has his own column on indoor plants this month. And you have obviously beautiful garden tours as well. It's predominantly, though, a how-to, so you're learning as a student different tasks to do specifically in the winter. And this year, so if you do subscribe for this year, because their 30th anniversary in 2021, they're giving all subscribers 6 seed packets, 2 for the first 6 months, along with your subscription. So in the mail, you're going to get 2 seed packets, and they'll share with you specifically what those seed packets will be. Not that you can't go out and buy your own seed packets, but it's just something extra. And in fact, I think, yeah, if you subscribe now, you'll receive Monty Don's new book, My Garden World, along with your subscription, which makes this an absolutely fantastic deal. So yeah, you'll save 25% off of the yearly subscription and you'll receive his book. So not a bad deal. And I did not get that deal. So go ahead and scoop that up, because I really am curious about that book. But anyway, I was so excited when it arrived. It arrived about 2 weeks later than when it came out or was delivered in the UK. So just know that. I think this one was delivered on the 3rd week of November in the UK, and I received it the 1st week of December. So it does get here a little slower, but not that much slower. And you can keep these. There's some magazines, you know, I just enjoy every month and I recycle, but much like the English Home magazine, I'm keeping these. So that's Gardener's World magazine. Go to gardenersworld.com and you can subscribe. I have linked it on the show notes, and there is the print and the digital version. Both are available. Make sure you click on the print, and yes, they do ship to the United States. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each episode where I'll recommend a book, a film, a show, a recipe, anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. Now, on the note of recipes, if you haven't already stopped by the blog, the first annual holiday cooking episode, or I should say baking episode, went live on the blog this past Saturday, and it is the most viewed episode of the past 3 years. I couldn't believe the response of how many people viewed and downloaded the video. So it's exclusively on the blog. It will show up on YouTube just before Christmas. So you'll have to wait till just before the 25th to view it on YouTube, but it will go there eventually. It's an entire hour, 3 recipes, and glimpse at my home decor, which is simple. It's nothing grand or fancy. I don't want to get your expectations up, but I do share with you some more glimpses into my home that I've never shared before anywhere on Instagram or on the blog yet. So check that out and eat some delicious, simple food from around Europe. We have a recipe from Germany, a recipe from France, and a recipe from England. Thank you so much for tuning in. Next Monday will be the last episode of 2020, and the first episode of 2021 will be available on the first Monday of January. I do hope you'll join us. Wishing you a wonderful winter holiday season, or holiday season if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, and I'll be back next week. Bonne journée. thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, visit the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up my latest book, Living the Simply Luxurious Life, Making Your Everydays Extraordinary and Discovering Your Best Self, now available on Audible and wherever audiobooks are sold, as well as in paperback and ebook versions. You can also pick up my first book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide, which is also available in paperback, ebook, and as an audiobook as well. To stay caught up on the most recent episodes of the podcast, blog post, the cooking show, and receive exclusive news as well as an extra dose of inspiration to jumpstart your weekend, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Life's free weekly newsletter, which arrives in your inbox each Friday to enjoy with a hot cup of tea or cup of morning coffee. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Shannon Abels. Buongiorno!
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.